Cotty's letter on that? Do you have Mr. Cotty's letter on that?
Yeah, I do have a letter dated March 16th from Mr. Cotty that he's reviewed the proposed petition for vacation of County Road Old Pinkerton Place Road filed by Mr. Merrill pursuant to Section 228110 RSMO and approve it for use in vacation, vacating the described roadway.
And all the public information was this portion you had lined out, didn't include that up there?
The public information included that part north. It included everything from here.
Okay. Frank, can we go ahead and...
I think this is under Section 228.110, and it provides that at this hearing, it's simply read and presented and then passed by you with no further action until the next term day, at which point, if no one comes forward with a written remonstrance, you may enter the order.
Okay.
Frank, when would that date be?
It's the next regularly scheduled term day, which I think is the first Monday in July.
Okay.
I believe so, yes.
So that's what I was asking, Mr. Merrill, on the description of beginning at the north line of the southeast quarter of Section 35, is that... I don't want to approve this order vacating and it not reach the same description as what you presented. Does that make sense what I'm asking? So what you present on this order...
On the...
Is it this or does it also include that?
On that the order? Original order also included anything from Brown Cemetery okay. Road down to here.
Okay.
But
is this the original order?
But we've got amended.
You do have amended. Okay, that's what I was asking.
I put it in here. Yeah, that's the amended one.
This is the amended
yes,
one. Yes. Okay.
I moved the red signature okay, off here's, of that one.
Okay. Here's the old one lying south of Brown Cemetery Road, beginning of the north line of the. Okay. That's what I was making sure we had the new or the amended order. Move to approve order vacating. As described, Old Pinkerton Place Road beginning at the north line of the southeast quarter of Section 35 to its terminus in Section 35, Township 23, Range 19, Swan Township in Taney County, Missouri.
I think that the motion should be passed until the next term day, Commissioner.
This is what I thought you were saying.
This is the second. Okay, this is the other statute. That,
this is 228.
I'll rescind my motion. Thank you.
See you in July?
Yes. Now, the first Monday in July is the 4th, so maybe not the first Monday.
I'm not sure what
push through that day
is. Wait a minute, that's a Tuesday. Monday is the 3rd, I'm sorry.
Attorney Mr. Cotty.
Yes, ma'am.
Do we need a motion or anything to hold it over till the July?
No, okay.
It stands on the statute.
Yes, ma'am.
That goes with that. Sorry about that, guys. Thank you. File this in the same statute or the other statute?
This is the other statute.
Okay, quit doing that to me.
Okay, all right. I'll do my best.
I have next a petition to vacate a portion of River Ranch. I have a letter here dated April 3rd from Mr. Hayes. He's reviewed the road being petitioned to vacate a portion of River Ranch and he has no concerns with this road vacate. This platted road is located in Creekwood Cove subdivision. I also have a letter from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the petition for a vacation of a portion of River Ranch Road, a private road in plat with attachments, and find it in order.
Yes, and this is a basically an undeveloped road that is bordered by property owned by Mr. and Mrs. Owens, and to the north and then to the south by Gloria Steinmetz. And Ms. Steinmetz has joined in this petition and signed a waiver. That's the affidavit that was hanging on my doorknob this morning.
And you've got the waiver signed by Mrs. Steinbeck there, I think, don't you?
It should be attached to the petition, the waiver by Ms. Steinbeck.
The way the property lines line up on that cul-de-sac, we'll still have a turnaround down there, is that right?
Okay. This is the part that's being basically right here.
Right here.
We're vacating from here to here, so the cul-de-sac is still.
Yeah, you're still. I'm sorry.
If you look at the, and I know they don't always line up perfectly, but that's why I just want to make sure that the property lines don't.
That's our address.
Off of that section.
We've already started construction.
He's got one map that goes for both of these. The big map. Maybe on the back of the other one.
It's right here. I got it.
This map applies to both of them, doesn't it? The large map you sent.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that we would have been presenting two petitions today, but the paper published the same notice twice instead of two.
Okay. It applies to the next, this one and the next one. Okay. Yeah,
this from here to here is what we're asking to vacate today. The Owens own all of this in block two. The Steinmetz owns block one. We'll be back in July asking to vacate that up to here because the Owens own all of this property except lot 37. And both of this road has not been developed. It's pretty rough. I'm not sure that's a legal term, but it's
pretty rough.
Pretty rough.
I think it is.
Close enough.
And I'm sure it's been explained to you that half of the vacation will go to you guys, the other half will go to this one. We can take action on today, is that correct? Because it's under the 122 statute?
Yes, sir.
To approve the order vacating a portion of River Ranch Road, file number 17-034CM.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. 5. This is on the River Ranch. River Ranch. I'm just thinking.
The River Road was under the other one. Is that right?
Creekwood Cove subdivision.
That's with the second.
That was with the second. That was with the.
Yeah.
That was one of the newspaper didn't send out the notice.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of accounts payable.
There was just three check numbers, right, that we needed to...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I think they're written down there.
Yeah, they are. Move to approve checks numbers 444, 377 through 444, 391, 444, 393 through 444, 399, 444, 401 through 444, 451, and 444, 453 through 444, 473. No warrants. Two journal entries and transfers, one transfer and one journal entry.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We are holding checks numbers 444392, 444400, and 444452. Some of the information provided to us is confidential because it's juvenile matters. So we had to have that taken off before we can approve those checks.
Approve previous meeting minutes for March 27th and executive session minutes for March 27th, 28th, and 29th. There
was a...
Here's one.
Right. Move to approve previous meeting minutes for March 27th with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye. I'm sorry.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes March 27th, March 28th, and March 29th with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.